"This is a disgrace, Cleveland Indians thoroughly mocked for changing name to Guardians." By Kyle Morris on July 24, 2021. Fans and social media users sounded off in opposition on Friday following the announcement that the Cleveland baseball team, formerly known as the Indians, would be changing its name to the Guardians after 105 years. As a lifelong Cleveland Indians fan, whose very first job was selling snow cones and peanuts at Indians games in the old Cleveland Stadium in the 60s, I believe I speak for many in saying that the Cleveland Guardians is the stupidest name for a team in all of baseball, said Pastor Daryl Scott in a tweet. Josh Mandel, who once served as the 48th treasurer of Ohio and is seeking to become a senator in the state, reacted to the news, saying, "Goodbye history and tradition." Former President Donald Trump also weighed in on the news with a statement, calling the decision a disgrace. Can anybody believe that the Cleveland Indians, a storied and cherished baseball franchise since taking the name in 1915, are changing their name to the Guardians? Such a disgrace, and I guarantee that the people who are most angry about it are the many Indians of our country. Wouldn't it be an honor to have a team named the Cleveland Indians? And wouldn't it be disrespectful to rip that name and logo off of those jerseys? The people of Cleveland cannot be thrilled, and I, as a former baseball fan, cannot believe things such as this are happening. A small group of people, with absolutely crazy ideas and policies, is forcing these changes to destroy our culture and heritage. At some point, the people will not take it anymore. The Babylon Bee, a satirical website, also mocked the name change in a piece with the headline reading, "Cleveland Indians change name to Cleveland genderless sports players with no discernible racial features or specific ethnic background." "This is a disgrace," said Act for America founder Brigitte Gabriel. "Cancel culture is rewriting history." "The Cleveland Indians made a big mistake caving to cancel culture," Gabriel added in a separate tweet. "They just lost a lot of fans." "I will never call them the Cleveland Guardians," said commentator John Cardillo, calling the decision moronic. In another tweet, Cardillo said the biggest travesty of this Cleveland Indians name thing is that you know they're going to stop airing Major League. "I would rather have an Indian or a Redskin in my foxhole with me fighting for America than a Guardian," said Wendy Rogers, a member of the Arizona Senate from the 6th District. "What the heck is a Guardian? As the guardian of five children, I am so offended," Dr. Gina Loudon jokingly wrote in a tweet following the name change announcement. "The Cleveland Indians have changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians," said author Nick Adams. "Political correctness is destroying our culture." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.